Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Known as the world's most sought-after dog behaviorist, Cesar Millan has earned a trusted reputation as the preeminent authority in the field of canine behavior and rehabilitation. Over 25 years of experience, his TV shows, including a 9-season run as host of the hit series Cesar Millan Dog Whisperer, has been one of the most popular on cable TV, earning multiple Emmy nominations, a New York Times bestselling author, instructional DVDs, a popular series of live training seminars, numerous awards for rescue and animal welfare organizations for his work worldwide. Cesarsway.com is a go-to resource for dog help and advice, including tips on how to protect your dog from spring's ticking time bomb, fleas, and ticks. And Cesar Millan with us on This Week in America. Hi, Cesar. Welcome to the program.
How are you, Rick? How are you, America?
I am doing fine, and it's great to have you with us on the program today. So much information at your website, and you talk about two of the most common dangers out there for our dogs, fleas and ticks. Why are such tiny things so dangerous?
Well, most of the dangerous things are actually little. and a lot of times, you know, because we can't see it,
yes.
We don't really take the opportunity to be more proactive and learn more about it and really understand how we can, you know, eradicate them from our dogs or prevent them from ever catching it, or how we can supervise their fur or their skin on a daily basis. And for me, it's all about being proactive. For me, it's all about making sure that when I team up with people who want to make sure they want to accomplish the same thing I do, which is our dogs to be safe, our dogs to be healthy, our dogs to be happy. And that's one of the reasons I was very happy to team up with NextGuard, because they're, you know, their worry is about our dogs now. If they're going to get a tick, this chew will kill the tick.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about them, and you mentioned them in regards to the Lone Star tick, and you issued a special warning about the growing threat of the Lone Star tick. Let's talk about exactly what that is, because if you hear Lone Star and you're thinking, I don't live in Texas, I don't have a problem. Actually, you do have a problem, quite likely. Talk about the Lone Star tick, and then we'll talk about NextGuard and how that works to prevent it.
Well, you know, the thing is that they don't stay in one state. You know, these little things is like roaches and all these little insects. They don't stay in one place. They travel. You know, they migrate, and that's a normal thing for a lot of animals, and including these parasites. So it's very important, you know, for people to know the difference between a tick that is now has taken a more aggressive approach. You know, and the reason why they call it the Lone Star tick is because it has a star in the back. And in this particular tick, what it's doing is actually looking for dogs. And this is something that they have found, which that's why I say, let my dog lovers know that this is a serious thing. And how do we prevent it? How do we learn to kill this tick? How do we get rid of them from our dog's skin?
Every time you read Lone Star, in that same sentence is the word aggressive, and you talk about they actually attack the host rather than passively waiting. They actually attack.
And that's what we know. That's what we are used to, right? So if I stay away from a farm area, you know, around calves and sheep and goats, and that my dog is never going to catch a tick. But this particular tick is actually in the move. It's actually moving around looking for it. And that's why it's taking a more aggressive way of being, which is a new thing. And I was blown away when they actually told me about it and they showed me about this tick. And I couldn't believe it in the beginning, to tell you the truth. And of course, you know, I want to jump in to make sure that all dog lovers are proactive. They know about it. To me, it's all about information, education. And so that way we know what to do and how to do it.
You say step number one is use a flea and tick control product. And you say not all are the same. Some, for example, are not going to protect you against Lone Star. And you're working with NextGuard on getting the word out. Talk about that product and why that's been so effective.
Well, number one, it's a beef flavored chew. So that's going to make sure the dogs are going to eat it quite easily. Sometimes the other ones are you have to hide it in other things, and they know, you know, that you're about to give them something, so often they don't take it. This one, the advantage is it's easy to be given to a dog. So at the same time, it specifically kills this tick. And so that to me is a big relief.
It's NexGard, NexGard. Cesar Millan with us on This Week in America. His website, caesarsway.com. Great information there. You can link on, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about what the signs are that we should look for. What do we look for? How do we have some idea our dog may be tick infested?
Well, we don't want the infestation. We actually want to make sure that one doesn't jump on it. You know, because for those who have seen an infestation of a dog, it's a really terrible, serious thing that makes a dog really become very ill. But you know, throughout the days, throughout the weeks, it's very important to make sure that we brush our dogs. We look in almost what the monkeys do to each other every day. They look for, you know, for fleas or ticks, and they take it away from each other. And that's a behavior that, you know, that we can learn and imitate to a certain extent. So that way, make sure that, you know, most of the ticks that go around the ears, like, or around the rear of our dogs too, between the toes. So make sure that those are the areas that you always look for it.
What do we do if we find one? And you say something you don't do is panic. What happens if we find a tick?
Well, you know, vets do know how to take the ticks out. There is also like tools that you can buy to take it off. But you know, the right thing to do is to immediately take the tick off and of course kill it.
You know, you've talked about that at one point. We thought we had a problem if we lived in a rural area, a wooded area. And you said now that significantly changed. We're really not safe, basically, wherever we are we?
Yeah, and that's the thing about this particular tick that is actually moving to find a host. And, you know, and the host is a dog. And so the good thing is, you know, by giving this chew to your dog, you're going to eliminate worrying too much, because this chew, what it does, it actually kills the tick. So we're gonna be in a good spot.
In talking about the flea and tick control products, you say two things: consistency, that's the key, and using it year round. Some people think I'll only use it during what I perceive to be tick season, and you say no, you really need to use it year round.
Yeah, that's why it's important. You know, all the questions that people might have, because this is a prescription based chew. To ask all the questions to the vet. For me, it's all about making sure people are proactive, all the dog lovers. Again, what we want is to see our dogs happy, enjoy the outdoors, and you know, certain things. Often, you know, people don't get informed until it's too late or in a situation where, you know, you don't want to be in. So it's all about being proactive. It's all about being educated. It's all about being informed. You know, find out what the infestation of ticks are. Consult with your vet, you know, really become a friend of your vet and really put more effort. I'm talking to dog lovers to really become more informed about, you know, the do's and don'ts around ticks and this springtime.
Cesar Millan, our guest on This Week in America. His website is caesarsway.com. A lot of great information there. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Cesar, I have admired for years your work. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for letting me use your platform to make sure all dog lovers, you know, they stay proactive and they take care of their beautiful dogs.
And more information at caesarsway.com and, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.